Welcome back, everybody. We're going to be picking up right where we left off. So last time we left our heroes, they had gone to see a real psychic and not a hack. Oh, no, wait, she's staring right at me. Just kidding. Now they went to see a real psychic named Madame Malia down in Boston, who read their tarot cards and gazed into their ball. Let's see. Then they went over to a sandwich shop and sat around for about an hour or so being creepy. And then they finally got on with their mission and dwelled into the basement of the cobbler's shop, where they found a secret tunnel. They crept down that tunnel into a big blue room. And then something got shot. Some Russian guys came in. And Morgan is hiding at the base of a pile of dead bodies as snug as a creepy asshole in a rug.
He's also having PTSD flashbacks.
Excuse me for, playing it smart and not staying in a hiding spot.
Surrounded by your friends, is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
You really, face your worst fear. You just dove head first, literally into your worst fear.
It's my safe space.
Spice?
Save space.
Space? Space.
Mine is not
bad. I can't
bring
a space in
his accent. That was one of the missing Spice Girls.
It's another Spice Girl. We found it.
She's the safe one.
So that sounds like the Gen Z version.
Yeah. We have Save Spice. We have, a Posh Spice, and we have Corpse Spice.
Safe Spice just took a turn.
Yeah, wow.
So she didn't make it. Fame did her in.
Yeah, everyone's got their limit.
It was a fast life of cocaine and alcohol and fentanyl.
The doctor and the girls are all up on the amphitheater stage.
Yep.
Yeah, I got out of the bodies.
A weapon rack, I believe.
Yeah, they're heading off to the side.
And I think one of you hit so well you became the weapon rack. I can't remember which one.
That was Sidney. One of us secretly a mimic.
That was Sidney.
Yeah.
Secretly a mimic.
And Duke Knuckles, I believe you're just standing out in the open at this point. You're
just chilling.
Fuck it.
I'm ready.
So,
bring it on.
By the way, those who are not being covered by corpses saw a black, almost teardrop-shaped, leathery-looking thing start to come out of the hole.
Ew.
And then a gunshot rang out, and it fell abruptly to the pile of bodies and rolled down the side away from you. The gunshot still ringing in your ears, you hear the hurried footsteps and cries of in Russian of the men returning who had just dropped off a fresh body.
How do we do initiative in this game?
We just roll.
D20?
We can do a d20.
Yeah.
I think that's how we've done it in the past.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay.
Ooh, baby, that's a 19.
The Russians come into the room, guns up and at the ready. They can clearly see... Well, you guys, you didn't...
Do they have to come in one at a time? Really letting them walk in the room and nobody's shooting their asses before they even get in? I thought we didn't like these people.
Can
I go first? I'm just kidding.
What?
I thought last time, too, we said we, hid, or you gave us a chance to hide.
Yeah. But I think you guys, most of you hid from...
There's, nowhere to hide, I thought.
Previously, George didn't do so well. He's, near the bodies.
Mm-hmm. I didn't make it far.
Because what it was, before it was, the three of us hid in the bodies. I'm the only one that stayed.
Yeah.
Right? And then,
Michael got out to do an inspection on the new corpse.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you two hit on the stage.
Oh, yeah.
And then Duke climbed out because he was uncomfortable.
Well, no kidding.
And then where we ended, he never climbed back in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was still in the body pit.
Yeah. So in addition to that, the Russians coming in, you see a dark claw. You went back to the stage, right? You didn't go back in the body? So.
I think, no, I... Yeah,
you're hiding with us.
A dark claw reaches up over the top of the pile of bodies. Attached to it is a leathery fan-looking thing.
Oh.
And then another. And then a creature with a vulture-like head, leathery wings, two bird-like stalk of legs, and a thick, just bulbous trunk of gross, hairy, wrinkly flesh. climbs up on top of the body pile.
Man, you are ugly.
It immediately looks in your direction.
I was talking.
Lets out an ear-splitting screech.
Who fighters?
And it looks hungry.
Are the Russian guys who were rushing back in? Are they? I didn't mean to make that pun. I'm sorry. that was actually unintentional. Are they phased at all seeing this thing?
You'd have to roll for that.
Soviet.
No.
What would that be under?
Maybe it'll be under psychology or possibly spot hidden.
I mean, I'm assuming spot hidden.
No, I mean, not necessarily.
No?
But
no? Damn.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was hoping to get away with that.
Yeah, nice. No.
All right, so I am just barely under.
Just barely.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that. They look. They don't look surprised to see this creature.
They ain't bothered.
Gotcha. They're not like shocked and dismayed.
Okay.
Okay. They're just. They certainly don't look comfortable, and they keep darting glances to it.
Mm, but they're not like, "What the fuck is that?"
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. 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 Cool.
All right.
Damn.
So who goes first in this? Gertie.
Shit. Okay. My only choice, I guess, is to shoot. Is to pew-pew. Will a 41 do it? No, I missed.
Okay. All right, so, I mean, you take your shot, and what were you shooting at?
One of the Russian dudes.
All right, and skips off the stone behind.
Shit.
All right. Michael?
Okay. I guess I'll shoot at the Russian dudes, too. I mean,
they're probably easier to take out.
Yeah. Besides, I feel bad. I called this thing ugly, and I probably made him mad. I don't want to piss it off anymore.
No. Don't shoot him. That'll just make him mad.
No, not even. Oh, God,
no, wow.
Oh, my God. It's a 92. I don't think I got it.
So you're like, wait, I'm going to shoot at one.
That was a warning shot.
Yeah. All right. Duke.
I am actually going to move up to the stage first to gain some distance between me and this monster.
Yes. And so you guys know the pile of bodies is in between the stage and the opening. Mm. So it does provide some sort of cover if they're standing there right at the opening trying to shoot. Oh. It's a big pile of bodies. It's not a little pile of bodies.
But scary monster thingy is on
it is
pile
also
of
on the top of that. So, and then the pile of bodies is about 5 to 10 feet away. You know, it's kind of like a, depending on if there's an extra body rolling down, from the edge of the stage area. And then okay. It goes up from there about 15 feet or so.
That's a lot of bodies.
That is a lot of bodies.
Yeah.
15 feet.
Yeah, I'd say about 12 feet. That's and the creature's on top of it. So the creature's at almost eye level with you. It's a little higher.
Thanks, I hate
can
it.
Can I move and shoot?
You can do both.
All right, then yeah, once I get closer to the group, I fire at the farthest away Russian, like whoever's the one farthest in the distance. And, let's see. No, that did nothing.
All right. Also, can you all except 30. Morgan roll a sanity check?
Oh, except Morgan?
Yeah, he can't see the creature.
Ah, damn it. Lost one.
Aw.
You failed?
Yeah, just over.
Okay. Wait, what's your sanity?
44. We're over with a 49.
Damn.
All right. You can roll a 1d6. Hold on.
You are quite not sane.
Yeah.
Man. I've seen some shit.
Wow.
You have.
All right. You lose 6 sanity points.
Ouch.
And you
Ooh.
Are
Ouch.
Temporarily catatonic.
No. Oh, save Duke.
Did you just drop?
You broke.
No. He's just kind of like, oh.
Frozen with fear.
For 4 turns.
Oh, shiza.
Knuckles, you good?
Ah!
Duckles.
Not even screaming. He's just staying there.
Cthulhu, is that you?
This thing broke Knuckles.
It was the Mexican staring friar of Southern
yes,
Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka.
I'm scared.
So the Russians, there are 3 of them in total. Now.
Oh, I thought there were 2. Okay.
There were 2.
Oh, now there's 3. They're multiplying.
They fan out. All right, and now it is butts.
Yeah.
Butts.
All right, so can I see the creature from where I'm?
No. Okay. You're covered in bodies.
Oh, yeah, but can I move some appendages and just stick my gun out and fire underneath it?
Just blindly.
He doesn't even know where to point. That's
it's
the
above
thing.
Me? I can
he
move
doesn't know that.
I can move. Yeah.
Do you want to get a face full of blood?
I was going to say, you don't know what's
you
going
act
on
like
you.
There's something new.
Yeah, you're not even sure that that thing's up there. So, basically, given the information you have, you more strongly suspect the Russians than the monster.
Right, but no, I'm just suspecting there's something above me, right?
Possibly.
Yeah.
But you can see Russians moving.
All right, I want to shoot whatever's on top of me.
You'll have to come out of the bodies.
All right.
You know, like, expose yourself at least up to the nipple line.
Nipple line?
The nipple line right here. These.
Okay, so sanity roll. I got a 17. I am good, baby.
All right, baby. Don't call me baby.
No, look at me, baby, right yeah. in eye contact.
It's not going to get you any favorable treatment.
I'm aiming at the thing now.
Okay.
With my revolver. Firing 3 shots. Okay, first shot. Nope, first shot makes it. Barely. 82, and it's 82. Mm-hmm. First shot makes it. Second shot makes it, 58. And third shot makes it, 57. All right. So let's roll damage.
What? What's your damage on there?
It's 1d10 per bullet plus a d4.
Okay.
34 points of damage.
Okay. Sydney, your turn.
The Russians all moved around?
Yeah.
And what is the thing in the middle doing?
Now it's glaring fixatedly down at Morgan, who's stuck halfway out of the body pile.
Oh, I'm going to play the best game of whack-a-mole right now.
He just popped out of the bodies. Like daisies! Anyway. Okay. All right, yeah. So, no, I'm just going to, crouch down and sneak to the edge of the stage and try and shoot the Russian guy that's trying to come up on my side of the stage.
Okay.
That's exactly what I'm doing. It's a very good plan.
She tells herself.
Yes, every time.
This is gonna work.
It will work every time. I hit! That one was 8. Yeah, did I kill him?
No.
That one was a 99. I don't think I made that
warning
one.
Warning shot.
Yeah, the gun may have backfired. I don't even know.
Not take easy. That.
At all first right. It was like just the 9, and I was like, oh, good. And then I saw the other one was a 9. No, just kidding. Yeah. That was not so good.
So your damage was what?
Just 8.
Okay. All right. And you were aiming at the one, I'm going to say, on the left side from you, where you guys are standing, left to your left.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was aiming
for. Okay. And now it is Andrea, roll just a knowledge occult really quickly. You all can. It won't hurt you. If
I will.
You have
to
be awesome.
I have
like yeah, I know, but it's
going to
be awesome.
Occult, but.
I'm good.
Think you got this. It?
Mm-hmm.
You recognize this creature is known as a star steed.
Yes, that's right.
Star steed.
Yes, its name is Biaki.
Oh.
John I know Biaki? This particular.
Hmm?
John Biaki? There's a star man waiting in the sky.
Oh, God.
That. My thoughts went to Bukkake and Star Seed.
Oh, let's not do that.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
we did. Yeah, you're welcome, everyone. That was the whole point of getting you to roll the occult, by the way.
Which is for
wait,
that
so
little
she
while.
Knows the she knows what kind of monster it is.
Yes.
So can do I know how to do anything about it?
It's not immune to physical attacks. You know that.
Okay, so we can beat it to death. Yes.
Sure.
We can just curb stomp this bitch.
All right, now it's Bukkake's turn.
Nice.
Yaki's turn. And he's coming for your face.
Yeah. Quick, beat him to death.
Oh, God.
Somebody beat him off me.
You know what they say. What do 9 out of 10 people enjoy? A good book. Anyway.
One.
This episode's been brought to you by Pornhub.
Speaking of sponsorships.
Speaking of sponsorships.
Oh, so, the Biaki actually slides down about 4 feet and stretches its vulture-like neck and pecks at your face.
Does it do it?
I don't know.
Does it attempt to do it?
You can't do much of a damn thing.
He's like,
I mean, do I roll dexterity to just play like the best game of whack-a-mole ever?
No.
Like,
I'm a part of a Scooby-Doo episode where he just pops out of random corners.
Yeah, you totally
pull like the drawer damn. Open. All
right.
At one point, they both pop out of the same thing.
6 points of damage.
Are you okay?
And he's gonna do it again.
Oh damn it!
I'm rolling a d20 on that.
Duck, dodge, do something.
Oh,
why'd
yeah,
you put
his
name
is
Butts?
God damn it.
Rolled a 007.
His name is Biaki. Yeah. James Biaki. So.
10 points of damage.
Fuck.
Ouch.
Okay, that's...
No, that could hurt.
Ouch, yeah, hurt. Yeah, that's...
Well, he got pecked in the face.
I'm pretty much down hurt. To a third of... He just took down a third of my health.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Get
what?
Out of there.
My what? Poisons?
No. Okay. But, yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah.
No poison, but yeah, I'm fucked.
Would you like to share with the class?
Okay. So this creature has an ability that if it latches hold of your whatever,
it's whatever.
It deals 3d10 blood drain damage.
Ah.
It's fun. Roll your 3d10 then.
I'm considering your
at 18.
18 hit points, I'm not going to suck you off until you die.
That would really suck.
I'm just saying. When it's my turn to beat you off, oh boy, am I coming for you.
And
good lord.
And it takes flight, leaping off with the bodies and flying.
All right, so it's flying. All right, cool.
I hate it.
Wait, is it flying with him attached?
No.
Oh,
well, he didn't latch onto me.
Okay.
But I do want you to roll to see if you remain conscious.
So what would that be under?
Your constitution.
Pass out?
91?
Yeah. 91?
Basically, you got hit with something that's about as strong as a prize fighter twice in the center of the face.
Yeah.
And you see Morgan sit there, hey, thank you. Hanging half out of there, out of the bodies. For all intents and purposes, he's joined them.
Damn.
Damn. Right, let me roll this, see how long I'm going to keep you down.
Sorry.
Okay. 5 rounds.
Five, god damn!
Oof. Two of our people are like
your
gone.
Your actual heavy hitters are gone.
Yep.
Shit.
I'd say the best are now here, right. But really.
New round. Back to the top.
Ding, ding.
Gertie.
So I guess now that this mofo is in flight, I'm going to shoot at the Biaki, whatever the fuck. Thingy-ma-doodle.
You can say it. You can say it. It's okay.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, you said it right.
Okay, great. I mean, I could say it.
She wants you to say Bukkake.
I heard about your background with that word.
Oh, Lord.
So, that was a 26. Oh, so, yeah, I got that.
Got okay, so you shot it?
Yeah,
what
shot
are you shooting
it.
It with?
I have a 22. So, it's
roll
a
damage.
Tiny pew-pew.
Yeah.
5 points of damage.
Okay.
Because I'm sad.
All right. Azeroth.
Metrion Synthos. That's a funny backstory. That's actually how I got that name.
Mm-hmm. I wondered about that.
No one was surprised.
So, I was thinking Azeroth, like, I could say that, but I'm like, nah, these people would smell that out real quick. Yeah. So I came up with just Azeroth, because it was stuck in my head.
But now we all have to do it with our voices really gravelly like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Azeroth, it's your turn.
All right. Well,
sorry.
Using the power of intuition and definitely not a text from the unconscious Morgan.
Morgan.
It's your Morgan story.
Is that his name or his reason for living?
I'm Morgan Freeman.
I'm going to use my smelling salts.
So throw your dice.
You're going to like you're leaping off the stage to the pile of bodies.
No. I'm going to use it on Duckles.
Yeah!
Duckles. Do I have to roll for that, or...
Well, you just did, so...
I mean, you rolled
Wait,
for some
Wait, don't you roll under your medicine or doctoring to see if you...
So
well,
now,
he has to... He has
you
to
roll.
And
it would
right
be medicine,
stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
It's 96 under 100, so I think I'm good.
You barely made it, and you have the largest margin of error. Look, man, it's the dice, all right? So, fine, yes. You successfully held smelling salts under his nose. I wouldn't have rolled for that. You get to roll a constitution check with a plus 20 added to your constitution.
Okay, cool.
Are you kidding me?
It's just table salt.
No.
Okay. So the smelling salts made his eyes like kind of twitch, but he didn't snap out of it.
Sorry.
Shove it up his nose. No, what?
Can smack I smack him?
I was going to say that. Yeah, smack him.
I mean,
ooh, you. I have an idea. I have cocaine.
Is it your turn?
Oh.
Just cocaine. Oh, injection shit. Straight to the heart.
That'll do it.
This wakes people up.
Yep.
Cocaine like accessories.
I don't know. He's still breathing, right?
Yeah.
I rub it under his nose so he inhales it.
Not liquid for long.
Just jam a needle in his heart.
Yeah, like an adrenaline shot. Yeah.
That would kill him. That would kill him.
I'll be a living god.
He'll have +3 like extra bonus.
Oh god, to everything.
He just starts screaming anxiety. And hitting things.
things I'd never hear if I wasn't playing a tabletop game. I've got cocaine.
Do I just shove it up his nose or he's breathing, right?
So yeah, you pull out a needle of
liquid cocaine.
Sure, yeah, that's a thing now. And you just jam that right into his heart, and you see his pupils just fully dilate. I don't know, primal roar just tears from his chest.
Knuckles.
Do fight.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Can that deal psychic damage to the Russians?
No.
No.
Oh, God.
All right, so let's see.
Cocaine that was your in turn. The building.
It is now your turn. Do you charge pell-mell at the Russian, the closest Russian? No, I leap to the ceiling and grab the monster.
Just Michael Jordan from Space Jam. Just pull the monster down. Yeah.
He double jumps in midair.
He just like, onto the ceiling.
No, I mean, I am definitely pulling out the six-shooter, my 32, and firing away at that Russian again. Or at least at whatever the closest Russian I could see is. Because, you know, I'm more angry at people than I am at going crazy.
All right, so the Russian's, he's about to shoot at you, but you can pull one off first.
Yeah, I got cocaine speed. Did I? Yeah, I just barely made it.
All right. So roll your damage.
Just 2.
Okay.
That's okay. I clapped his ass.
And you have a movement.
Oh, I do have a movement. All right, then I guess I move, I guess, toward the wings of the stage. Sort of trying to find cover.
Okay.
Sort of.
So you're trying to get behind some kind of corner cover to. Mm-hmm. So you can
I'm just scar facing it at this point. Do you want to play? Huh? To play rough?
Is he just yelling random things at this point?
Like,
he has cocaine
friend.
Running through his system. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Well, that worked. Right.
Do you want to see the bad guy? Okay.
Wait, this movie hasn't even come out yet, so he doesn't.
I'm the inspiration.
Yeah, he's the original.
So the Russian guy shoots at Michael.
Does he hit?
Yeah, he hit. Is it?
Is the Russian beating him off too?
Yeah, right. Oh, that's the ticket.
What is wrong today?
I'm sorry. That's just like
no.
It's a very phallic day.
Eight points of damage.
HBO presents.
I like you getting into the character there.
5.
Oh god, that's 50% of me gone.
You only have 10?
I only have 10. I'm a doctor, not a fighter.
No,
yeah, that's the same thing.
Our things increased when we did the pulp version.
Oh,
you're
my gosh,
13,
I'm
you're
an
26.
Idiot. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. I'm 26.
Okay
these are the temporary hit points.
I'm like, what the?
God, I just didn't erase it, so.
Yeah. All right, so you got to take away 16 more points of damage.
I'm
16!
16 more points of damage, I'm dead. I'm at the unconscious phase.
Okay.
Oh, no. Where did 16 more points come from?
You guys ain't the only ones who get 3 shots.
Oh, no.
This is what I get for being helpful.
You should have helped me.
You should have helped me. I had to go further, closer to them.
All right. And then the other one takes aim at Sydney.
Oh, these dice are on fire.
Oh. Somebody get a fire extinguisher.
3 points of damage.
That was a miss.
A miss. So the last Russian's peeking around the corner, shooting at you.
Ah! Squeak.
6, okay, that's a hit.
I don't want to get hurt.
10 points of damage.
Ow!
That's a miss.
Like you said, ow.
That's a miss. Like, okay.
Like, just like,
ow!
That hurt. Owie, owie, ow. Okay, like now it is Morgan's turn. He's unconscious.
Unconscious. Round
Sydney
one.
Sydney Posh.
I'm going to shoot the Russian that just shot me because he's a
Yeah.
You just shot my hair. that's a hit. Okay. One.
Clean hit. Clean.
12.
Yeah.
Hey, is he dead?
Do that again because that I got a crit then. Yeah. It's good. Okay. There's my next one. Oh, that is a... Damn it, I should have called a headshot. Oh, well. That's my extra special hard one. Do I get to do anything special cool? No?
I mean,
turn the gun sideways.
Oh, I get to do the little check mark, but I don't...
Yeah,
just plus two.
Yeah, is it the plus two for the gun?
Yeah, it's just plus two for the gun.
Okay, then no matter what, he's dead.
All right, one more.
Russian guy falls down these... 4 foot high or 3 foot high stairs.
Like a slinky. Just
okay, so he's dead.
Yeah, like a flesh slinky. Yeah.
Like a slinky.
Where are the other two?
The other one is actually across all the way over to the right.
Uh-huh.
And the other one you can see like peeking around the pile of bodies. He's actually maybe about a foot under Morgan's extending torso and floppy arms.
That was my next question. Is the thing attacking Morgan at all?
No, the thing just flew up to the ceiling.
Okay, so but not attacking Morgan. I want to shoot the one next to Morgan because, you know, I don't want Morgan to get hurt.
Friendship.
And all that. I got a 12. Do I get to do anything cool with my
also
damage?
I'll let you double the roll damage on that one.
24. Woo! Because I got a 10 and then plus 2, that's 12.
Damn.
Just the roll, not the additional. Okay, he's
okay,
dead
so
anyway.
Then 22.
Yay!
He peeks out. He's like, "Where is that beach?" And then just.
There are my damn headshots.
Turns out our heaviest hitter wasn't
him.
Dead yet.
Yeah.
Catatonic.
They should throw a rock at him.
Bikai or whatever, Biaki.
My bad.
I just swoops down at Morgan's body again, but this time alights on the far side of the. Mound and starts pecking.
Oh, yeah. Everyone keeps forgetting about the giant monster and they're all worried about the Russian.
About the giant monster. The Russian was right next to you.
And we're kind of.
With your flopping arms. All you had to do was be like.
Just. Okay, it's not my fault that they shot me.
Hey, you're going to get your blood on me.
If I survive this, I'm going to kill you. That's it. I'm done.
If I survive this. You're dead.
Yes.
I feel like you're making a good
and
case.
And if I die,
to
I'm gonna
you
kill
survive.
You.
Oh yeah.
5 points of damage, Morgan.
Oh fuck. Okay.
And then it's gonna. It only successfully hit once.
Excellent.
But it's going to latch onto you and pull you out of the bodies.
Oh no.
Well.
Do we get to roll to see if Morgan keeps his legs?
Why do you make it always worse? So we get to roll.
Because it's funny.
Why?
Because you're a dick.
So it clamps down on Morgan's shoulder, and you see it pull his body out of the other bodies, and it starts flapping towards the hole in the ceiling.
Does this give me a time to wake up because I'm being jostled around, or the fact that I got pain introduced to my body?
No.
Maybe on your turn.
Everyone dies.
Son of a bitch.
All right. So with that, we're back to the top, and Skirty's turn.
I'm going to shoot at the big scary monster.
If you roll too poorly, you hit Morgan.
I know.
Okay. Acceptable losses.
Okay. So, I got 2 hits and a miss. Ooh, boy. I think I might have hit Morgan once.
Fuck. What'd you get?
So, let's see. It would have been D52 over my 40.
Nah. You didn't hit anything.
Oh, okay. So cool, good. So, that's 4 and 8. Points of damage.
Okay. Scraw!
Scraw!
That's that weird kind of music, right?
Yes.
All right. Next up is, Zeroth is unconscious. Jordan, in your cocaine-fueled fury.
I'm going to try to run and grab this thing.
That's Scott Morgan. I'm gonna try I have. I remember I stole that bloody hammer. Yeah, I'm going to try to sprint and yeah, go get this thing. I'm gonna try to jump off stage and get him in midair if I can.
You're gonna run up the pile of bodies, leaving off the bodies to latch on his beast.
Yeah, I'm fucking.
He's
I'm
on cocaine. Zooming, yeah. Don't question him.
He's gonna do it.
Go for it.
I mean, it is cocaine, not PCP, but okay.
Yeah, right.
Same thing.
This is the 20s. It could be. There could be like plutonium in this shit.
That's pretty accurate.
All right, roll for it.
All right, what stat am I rolling for? Is
dexterity?
Okay.
And let's see. Is there anything inside there? Yeah, we'll just do dex.
I got underneath my heart.
Woo!
All right. So yes, you successfully roll and leap and jump, and grab onto the legs of the outstretched legs of the creature.
Yes. I got you, Morgan. Don't worry. Knuckles is here.
So in reaction, the bird opens its mouth, or the creature opens its mouth to scream, and drops Morgan.
Hero.
Approximately 25 feet to the floor.
And we watch his poor little body bounce.
He just right on the solid stone.
I just want to ask... What the fuck did I do to all of you?
What?
As far as I can tell, I've been a very supportive teammate.
The only
person I antagonize besides Andermain.
4 points of damage.
Fuck you. Okay. Yeah.
Now, the remaining Russian, taking stock of the situation, decides that a tactical retreat is in order.
Yep. Sounds
I
about
scared
right.
Him.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, he's running for the door.
I ain't messing with that motherfucker.
That's a wise choice.
Morgan, let me give you a chance to wake up.
All right, cool. So what,
pain.
My constitution?
Yes.
I did.
All right, to a new blossoming of pain.
And then he passes out again.
What?
You can see, you're on your back looking up at the boots of Duke Knuckles and the spread wings of the creature. Your right shoulder is like bleeding profusely, and your arm is numb and unable to move.
Oh, boy.
All right, well, good thing they taught me to shoot left-handed. All right, let's go.
If you shoot me, I'll save your life.
And given your injuries, I will make you roll a penalty dice if you shoot more than once in the round.
Each other.
All right.
Just because it's your offhand and your injuries.
Fine. Okay, so I'm going to shoot once.
You miss?
I rolled a 99?
Oh, shit.
Duke, roll a luck check.
All right.
He's going to shoot off your pinky toe.
You get shot in the butt.
Oh, it's under my luck.
Under your luck?
Yep, my luck is 55. I rolled a 40.
Very good. Okay. You feel, you hear a bullet whiz past your ear.
God damn it, Morgan!
He's nicking the edge of it.
Hey, hold on, I'm gonna try again.
Fuck you and suck my dick titties.
Okay, I got 72 for the first roll.
Both.
Second roll, 72.
All right.
No matter what I hit.
Oh my god.
All right, so let's see. No, it's 1d10. A 12 points of damage for that bullet that hit.
Okay.
All right. Hold on, Duke. Morgan's a coming, buddy.
I'm picturing Tom Hanks in the end of Saving Private Ryan when he was like shooting at the tank.
Oh shit! I just rolled a 21.
Woo!
Okay, roll your penalty.
61. I still hit.
Okay.
All right, and time for. No, that's 3 points of damage.
Oh,
it wasn't the best hit, but I hit him.
Oh, okay, you didn't hit me.
So, you're shooting straight up at a creature holding a 100 or a 220 pound man.
Yep.
Oh gosh, no.
So yes, in its anger, actually, he's not even holding you. You're holding it, huh?
I'm the monster.
That's right.
He just, like, in midair, just starts to swing the thing.
All right. Sydney.
I'm going to shoot the monster.
Also, you do see a Russian who ran out the door.
Oh, yeah.
You have a bead on him if you want to take that option, too.
Take him out. I got
you
this.
Take him. He's got this.
Since Duke can read my mind and apparently yelled that across the room.
It's because of the cocaine. He can listen to this conversation.
Yeah. I don't focus.
I'm going to go ahead and shoot the Russian. Or check. Do I need to follow him out, or is he like not out of the room yet?
He's not. I mean, he's at the door turning in to go down.
That's right. I hit him for 6.
Okay.
Just like,
you hit him, you see him stagger a little bit.
And then I hit him again for 12.
Okay. You see a Russian who is turning the door, a bullet rips through the back of his shoulder, and he staggers, and then his head blows.
Whoa.
There's just a small hole on one side and brain paint on the wall next to him.
Where it blows
where he slides down the wall and just flops over.
It's the newest version of a Rorschach test. Anyway.
Damn. Y'all are brutal.
I'm insane. What are you talking about?
I'm going to shoot the monster with my last one.
Okay.
Don't hit me.
I won't. I have BDI.
Okay.
I can't. 53 for hit.
Guys, so the creature wishes to free itself of its burden. So it stretches its neck down and pecks at your face and arms. Oh, God, yeah, that's a hit.
Oh, no, penalty die. Cocaine. He's immune to pain.
I get damaged, but I'm just like, nice try. You don't feel shit.
8 points of damage for one.
Oh, okay.
Woof. Woof.
Woof what?
Woof what?
Oh, woof.
What is that?
We got a 5.
Ooh!
Total, like, so he hit you.
Baby.
He hit you, hit you.
So that would be 8, 9.
Oh, come on.
11 points. I want you to roll to see if you're maintaining your cocaine fueled grip.
Hey, that should be an advantage thing. I'm not gonna lie.
Sure,
that should be an advantage
that's
dice.
That's not unfair. Your cocaine is fueling your grip strength.
Got under my like, mane for strength.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
And then I got to roll one more for what now?
Nothing.
It's
if
in case he got it
failed,
better.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm still cocaine gripping him despite the pain.
Yeah. Yes, but there are chunks of flesh off your arm.
Ew!
I'll get stitched up later. It's fine.
By who?
Someone competent.
Yeah. I'll get him. All
right, back to Gertie.
Oh, to me. To me. Okay. I'm going to shoot it again.
Okay.
So the first one was 4 damage. Second one was 1. And
I wouldn't worry about your last shot.
Oh, I killed it?
Yes, the second shot kills it.
Yeah!
So the creature suddenly stops flapping its huge, disgusting membranous wings.
Ew.
And it says, and it falls to the ground.
Oh, no.
Over Morgan?
Morgan?
Roll to roll out of the way.
No. I will give you an opportunity.
Okay.
With disadvantage because you're injured.
Fair.
To get out of the way.
All right, I'm just gonna roll a tens dice no matter what because
that's your dodge.
My dodge is 55. So
okay.
If I roll over a 50,
that's fine.
40.
That does. Okay.
It's
out of disadvantage.
30.
Right. Fuck
hey.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter what I roll. Dodge.
So you dodge for half damage.
Fuck.
Okay. All right.
So you just army crawls
and
with
you,
one arm.
Yeah, okay.
What, lands
I'm
going
to let you roll a dexterity to see if you can
like
kind of like take the roll. All
right, let's do this.
To mitigate damage as well.
He lands and like catches it
because this
on
is
shoulders.
A 500-pound creature.
Oh, fine.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yes,
is
I
that
did.
A
1?
That it's
is
a 7.
Woo!
Oh,
shit. Duke knuckles on cocaine.
He lands... He does a gymnastic level landing.
Like, flips and sticks the landing like 10.
He still lands on Morgan.
10. So 19 points of damage cut in half for you. Cut in half for you.
19 divided by 2 is 8.5. No, sorry, 9.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just barely live.
Are you serious? 9.5?
We'll say 9 points.
Okay, well, I'm dying.
I just.
I'm at zero.
Okay,
you've been
you're
dying,
unconscious.
But okay.
Yeah, but I've been dying and fighting.
Are you? Are you also at zero?
I'm at 2.
Okay.
I just barely live.
Woo!
Thank you, cocaine. All you've
right.
done good. You did the thing that you were.
So you guys, you're welcome. You see the giant bird. He dodges Duke falling on him.
Yep.
And only to position himself perfectly under the, I don't know, 400-pound beast.
Yeah.
Lands right on top of him.
I need a doctor. I could have been worse. I mean,
could be raining.
Yeah, you could have been.
Well, dude, I shot three times.
Oh, you got shot?
I'm sorry, Mister. I got a bird landing on me.
Boys,
who are both unconscious and can't speak.
Yeah, we're arguing in the astral plane.
In
all
the, right? In the ether.
In the ether.
All right.
I'm sitting there, yeah. Just waiting for them, and then he shows up.
Just okay.
Like, be like,
so what are you conscious folk gonna do?
Gonna try to tend to the injured. No. I oppose. No.
You do have doctors, like medical supplies.
Yeah, that's why so. I'm like, okay.
You have any idea what you're doing with them?
She really doesn't, does she?
Do I? No. Oh my God. But you know what? I'ma try anyway.
That's good.
Because I got a 7.
Okay. Damn. Oh.
30.
Damn.
Because that's the base for first aid.
So yeah, you're able to staunch the bleeding. I'm gonna say you guys take about 15 minutes or so and stabilize them.
So what? How many hit points?
No, you don't give hit points back. You're just not dying.
Okay, so are we conscious or not conscious?
You're unconscious.
All right.
So are you guys going to get these people out? Or are you guys going to leave them there to, you know, wake up on their own?
I'll put Morgan over my shoulder with my cocaine strength, the last of it.
How long does that last, by the way?
I think it's petering out because I did a lot.
Yeah, the adrenaline is probably starting to burn off.
Yeah.
So, where are you guys going to go?
To a doctor?
The Russian guys, we came in through this hallway and the door. Are there other doors?
That's a great question.
For some reason, it sounded to me like he was running like off stage a door.
No, he was running back to the main entrance.
Okay, yeah.
Then you cleared his schedule.
And then I shot a man in the back. That's right!
You did.
I must have, right? With us having stabilized our friends here, ish, they're not actively dying. But would we feel like we needed to get the fuck out, or...
I mean, they'll keep. Yeah, those drafts.
The R guys?
Yeah.
They might not be 100% like ever again if you stay, but you know.
You're talking about me like I'm a 2-pound like slab of beef.
No. You're more like shelf stable something or another. You know.
I'm refrigerated, so I'm fine. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess we can take a little look around.
Sure.
Yes? Okay.
Are you going to help me, sir? Spot hidden?
Yes, sir. Ooh, I don't know if I made that one. I did not. I'm helping search.
Help me.
I did not make it. Don't matter. Oh, okay. My eyes are closed.
We don't see nothing. Can I try
again? Oh, the bodies? Is that what we're doing?
Anything.
Can I search again now that I know what I'm doing?
Spot hidden, there it is. Nah, I ain't see nothing.
Shit.
Oh, wait, I have a really... Nope, that's a 91.
All right.
So
you guys are getting ready to leave, and you notice the black ichor that passes for blood coming from this creature trickles down to where the bodies are. It's a small trail, and you hear a drip, 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 as if it's going somewhere.
Hmm. You hear that?
It leads right to the bodies.
Yeah, I got
it goes to the bodies.
I got that. Is the ichor going to the bodies?
It goes to the bodies.
Is it possible that it's going like around all the bodies and then dripping down something?
Okay.
It could be.
Hey, can you help me move some bodies? I'm not, that's not in character at all. I'm actually asking if you would be willing to help.
I'll grab Morgan's unconscious frame.
In Mr. Dude's kit, his first aid kit, would there be some sort of like small empty vial or something that I could...
Yeah, I'm sure Mr. he has Dude. A vial.
Yes, you, Mr. Dude.
We've known each other for like years at this point. Like,
I lost your character.
And yet you're not memorable.
I was hoping she was going to say, would he have something to explode the body with his medical kit just, you know?
There you go. It's open.
Mr. Doctor Boy. No, he would not have something like that.
Okay. You collect the blood?
Yeah. Just in case there's anything to learn from it. Because we have Mr. Doctor
Dude. And can I skin off some wings?
Oh my God. So you actually move from the edges in, if you will, mm-hmm. right?
That's
and
what does.
About 2 or 3 feet in, you hit a metal grate.
Ooh.
Great.
Yeah. You can tell by the curve of the grate that it's probably about 10 feet in diameter.
Okay. That's a huge grate.
Yes, it is. It's a huge pile of bodies.
Okay.
You can't like pile them up like Who Mountain or whatever, right? It's they got a big base, so it's been covering it up.
Okay. So, I don't want to go down there.
Sounds like going down there would be pretty.
Have we cleared it completely off, or are we still doing that?
I mean, you can keep going.
Can you move it?
So some of the bodies on the bottom have actually begun to push through the grate. Just because of the weight that's on top of them.
I know.
I'm gonna steal Azeroth's flashlight. I assume he has one in his medical bag.
I don't, because he stole mine.
Okay, so
no, I didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, but you had one.
I did, but I don't know that I brought it with me.
Yes, one of you two had the flashlight, and then Morgan had a flashlight.
Yeah.
Azeroth has an oil lamp.
Okay.
That's what you had.
I do not have an oil lamp. Let me be clear. Okay, so then I use my flashlight that did not get harmed at all, because I'm an amazing shot, and it was never in danger, and pointed down the grate to see what I can see.
So, you see water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very, very dark down there. It's almost as if the darkness is encroaching upon the light of your flashlight. You shine it to the sides. You can't see any walls anywhere. But you do see small islets, maybe about 5 to 10 feet across, spotted around the water that you can see.
Yeah, there's nothing down here for us, you guys. Let's go.
Sewer, maybe?
Awesome.
It doesn't look like any sewer. You have nothing to say, unconscious person.
Yeah.
Just because you can't hear me doesn't mean I don't have an opinion. I can hear you. I'm all knowing. I am the ether.
I am the ether.
We're just all in the ether, and we're arguing, all three of us.
Okay.
It looks like no sewer you've ever seen. Not that you've been crawling through a lot, though. Or maybe you have.
You don't know my life.
I do know your life.
You don't know my
whole backstory.
Y'all want to check this out, or I don't know.
You hear a skittering, splashing noise.
Hell no.
Definitely not going down there now.
Hell no. We need to regroup. We are bleeding.
And then there is a grumbling kind of growl, like throaty growl.
No thanks. Let's roll some bodies over it.
And you see what looks like a finned serpent back moving through.
I put my revolver away and get out my elephant gun. That's what I do.
Let's just cover back up. Let me just tell you,
I'm going to aim it through a grate and shoot.
No, don't. Yeah, just make it mad.
Okay, fine. I don't do that.
I'm just going to roll some bodies back over the grate. And I kind of want to check out the pockets of the Russian guys that we killed.
So you searched through their pockets?
Yep.
Nothing like looting the corpses of your 26. Enemies.
26. So yes, I got it.
So you search one of them, two of them, all of them?
All of them.
Okay.
Especially because I matched my hard.
So you can't find a combination of $4.38.
Oh. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Some ammunition rolling around loosely in one of their pockets.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And other than that, it's pocket lint and handkerchiefs.
Okay, so no indication of what they were doing, where they came from.
No. You wouldn't make it that easy.
I mean, bad guys don't typically walk around with their plan written out on a piece of paper for every week.
You know, you would be surprised. I listen to a lot of true crime, and
people are dumb. True. In my world, where people are intelligent,
a professional bad guy always has a business card with a detailed plan on it.
Of course.
Yeah. Obviously.
Where the hideout's address is on
there.
Yeah.
My mistake.
Their mom's phone number.
Yeah.
Or like a picture of a really dark, scary tower or something.
Yeah. With a map.
With the map, too.
We need to regroup. So many of us are dying right now.
Yeah, let's get you all to a hospital.
I think I might need cocaine treatment too. I might need like
some
withdrawal. one dose of cocaine, and you're like, give me.
I don't party like that no more. I'm an old ass man now.
So you said you searched their pockets. Did you search anything else, like checking them, seeing which ones? So as you guys are shuffling them around, one of them has buttons were down just a little bit more relaxed than the others. Scandal of scandals, right?
Oh no, right?
Filthy Russian prostitutes.
Saw his shoulders.
Oh my god.
No, are you kidding? What is it? Smut film to you?
Sorry, my bad.
You disgust me.
HBO presents.
You could scandalous. See a few stray chest hairs.
Oh my god.
But you also see what looks like a dark tattoo. Like the arc of a tattoo.
So I guess it's a body. I'm just going to unbutton. Oh, that looks like a Y incision for fucking...
No. It's not a
okay,
Y.
Okay, the way you drew it, it looks like a Y incision.
It is a tattoo, this symbol on his chest. Can you check the others as well?
Sure, why not?
They all have it.
Do you want to describe...
Yeah. The symbol is a... It is a Y with three lines on the actual leg of the Y, and then a another line that kind of bisects the funnel part of the Y, all surrounded by a circle.
Martini glass.
That's actually there you go, martini glass.
Oh, that's a pretty actually, good yeah. description,
yeah.
actually.
A lot better, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And it has three lines on the stem of the glass.
Okay.
There we go.
So, okay, making a mental note of that.
No. We got to get the hell on out of here before
let's skedaddly do.
Another demon bat comes and tries to eat us.
Yes, and you guys definitely hear skittering and claws scratching across something.
Goodbye.
So you drag your wounded, near dead friends back to the safe house?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so you arrive at the safe house, and part of your guys' training is that you know if there is a medical emergency and something's supposed to be off the books, you can call
Ghostbusters.
So, yeah, you guys use the private phone, which is very rare.
Yes.
And you guys call the, well, I'm not going to say headquarters, but...
A lifeline?
Yeah.
Technically.
Quick dial set.
30 or so minutes later, a young woman, nurse, knocks at the door.
I'll open even though I'm injured.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, beautiful woman.
She says,
hello, nice.
At this point, wouldn't he just be going through withdrawal symptoms?
Probably.
He's,
all,
he's not
shaking,
like,
on the couch, sweating.
I'll get the door!
Yeah, he's like...
I was going to get the door, but I guess you got there first.
He's just like shaking the whole... Hi.
She comes in. She's kind of a stout woman, not unattractive by any means, and is dressed in regular clothes. Okay, you can't look at her and be like, yeah, yowza, she's a nurse, right? Yeah. You know, it's she has a bag with her and comes in and looks at the two men on the floor. Oh, I'm sorry, your friend's passed. And goes over to Duke. Well, she opens his eyes and shines a light in it. How much cocaine has this man had?
Yes.
And
yes.
He sets up an IV and installs a drip line on him. And
yeah,
we're gonna
look at
have
my arm, too. I'm also bleeding from getting pecked.
Yeah, she looks at the bandages, redoes the suture and the wounds, and applies them clean. Gives him some morphine.
Ah, more drugs.
And some and a sedative to help him fall asleep. You are now unconscious.
Who knows? It could have been heroin.
Yeah, oh, that's the deliver me.
She walks Marcus. Over to you two. Okay, any injuries?
I don't believe so.
Starts taking your vital signs.
Oh, yeah, I did have some injuries.
All right, she puts the bandages on, changes it, cleans it, gives you something for the pain.
You weren't hurt at all, were you?
I got hurt for a total of 3 points.
Uh-huh.
She got scratched.
You need a Band-Aid.
She checks for the minor scratches. She goes, all right, we'll have the body disposal unit over here shortly to pick up the two corpses.
They're not dead.
They're just ugly.
Are we like
they're alive? Good lord.
Barely.
Why did you let me tend to your superficial scratches while these guys are dying?
I thought you were joking about the thing. I'm sorry.
Okay, once again.
He's got three bullet chests full of holes.
I just want to say, what did I do to all of you?
Okay. Babe.
No, you know what you did to me.
John was joking.
No, he wasn't!
She didn't tend to me. I was.
So let's retcon that.
No, that stays. So
first.
She starts tending to them. Like, oh my god. Whoa. This is infected as she's looking at the bullet wounds. And basically, she sterilizes it and
yanks
gives
out
him
the
a little something. Yeah. Cleans out the bullets. Luckily, two of them were through and throughs, and the other one was lodged in a bone in your shoulder.
Well, thank goodness for small things, you know.
Yeah. Bones.
Bones. All right, so she wraps him up and puts him on a fluid drip as well to make sure that he can, you know, not die of dehydration. And then she checks out Morgan. There is a sizable chunk of Morgan's shoulder missing as well.
Ew. Gross.
He got a real chip on his shoulder, I guess.
Always has, always will. I will shoot you
the first thing. It will probably be a permanent deformation.
Like, oh, that's unfortunate. I hope you grow scar tissue well.
Yeah, that's the one thing I know how to do.
Good.
So, she's like, this is going to require weeks of healing and rehabilitation at least. Just to get him to use his arm again. Mm. Says he's going to have to, he can't use this arm. If he uses it, it's going to just gush blood and pus everywhere. So I'm going to strap his arm to his chest.
Okay.
So she straps him in and she says, yeah, we're going to have to monitor these two for the next couple of days. Mm. GM's note, Gio?
Yeah?
You have no functionality of your right arm.
For how long?
Weeks in game time.
Son of a bitch.
The next session.
No. Maybe. It depends on how quickly we're moving, but yeah. So yeah, you have your left arm will be functional. Your okay. right arm will be strapped to your body until that heals to the point. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes, a straitjacket where you belong.
So it's going to take a few days for these guys to even be conscious again. The whole time the nurse is tending to them.
Oh, how nice.
Even he is actually been tied down because of his severe cocaine withdrawals. And she tells you and Sydney, you guys may want to either make yourself comfortable or find somewhere to stay. These men aren't going anywhere. Not for a while.
All right.
Need at least 3 days until they can even maintain consciousness for any period of time.
Okay.
All right. So, something's been nagging at you now that you have time to sit and think about it. Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to say is you guys actually left the room. The nurse is there. And you guys went down to get something to eat. Mm. Maybe, whatever, go home or whatever. I mean, you're not that far away.
Yeah.
So, but it is just you two together now, Sydney.
Mm-hmm. Just the two of us.
So, you guys, I'm just going to say you're going to go grab some food or something.
Sure.
All right? Or coffee or whatever. And something's been nagging at you about that tarot reading. Mm. And when you reflect upon it, you remember that Madame Malia pulled one of the cards. And in the card, there were two people entwined, and behind them were very different backgrounds. Mm. One was a stack of books, and the other was a jungle or something like that, right? And she named them the Adventurer and the Rogue. Mm-hmm. But that's not what the card is. The card is the Scholar and the Rogue.
Hmm. Okay.
And that's been bugging you because she's not a novice.
Yeah.
So why change the name?
So why? Hmm. Does she need to roll to see if she can
I did roll under my intelligence. I don't know if that's why you were having me roll.
No, but I wanted you to roll for the memory. Right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I'm assuming I need to roll again to try to figure this out?
No, I mean, it's not a stretch, but I do want you to think about it. They named off various characters. You need me to refresh your memory?
Please.
Okay.
For the listeners.
For the listeners.
Obviously.
Yes.
Madam Malia.
Anyone else in the party.
She called off what she had said was the Rogue and the Adventurer. But what the card actually meant was the Rogue and the Scholar. All right. The Warrior. The Mystic, the Hunter, the Wanderer. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And Lord Death.
Okay.
But then after that, all the cards went black.
Mm-hmm.
And the reading ended because the tarot cards said no.
Mm-hmm.
You may also have your own tarot cards, right?
Probably.
Just saying.
Okay.
So, have you met anyone recently that remind you of those characters, those type of people?
I mean...
A warrior with a sword. A powerful hunter.
Is it any?
Yeah. But,
is it supposed to be us?
Yes. you got the warrior, you got the scholar, you got the hunter, you got the mystic, and you got the rogue.
That's cute, but you also met an A-team very similar to those.
They don't count as shit. Then you got the Wanderer, which is Andermane. You got Death, which is quote unquote Andermane's evil twin.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe someone named Trash Can Waltz.
I was wondering about that.
Oh, he might be the Wanderer.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And Sarah Patel, who's a very famous mystic.
True. Yeah.
I mean, so, I like your
yeah, no, we're more important.
Narcissism.
We're more important. We're the main characters. So it's exactly.
So it's us.
Perhaps if you did a tarot reading for yourselves.
Yeah.
Might give you some clarity.
So I don't think that's something that Gertie would necessarily like have on her. I don't think she has like a pocketbook sized tarot card deck. So I mean, would there be some sort of like magic shop nearby, or do we have to go all the way home for that?
I'm sure it's New York in 1927.
Yeah. One stop magic shop.
I mean, you know of a place over on
Abracadabra Street.
Fake and Ninth Street, right? And there's a woman there. As far as you can tell, she's a kind of a phony.
Yeah.
But she puts on a great show, and it doesn't mean her implements aren't real.
Fair enough.
She's not very strong with the mystic arts.
So yeah, I guess gonna once we're done with our coffee or meal or whatever we got, then we'll let's head over to the magic shop.
Okay, so you guys make your way. You finish your coffee. Sydney, you're going with her, right?
Yep.
Have you told Sydney any of your thoughts on this?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
We were probably discussing it while getting caffeinated.
Yeah, and I had a lot of profound things to say.
I'm sure.
Oh, good.
I did not.
So you guys go to this C-level mystic, right? And she's pretty, right? Maybe in her 40s.
Probably what brings all the people in.
She wears a bodice that really
Lifts the girls
into prominence, okay? And she turns around. Come in to Mystic Zora's out, you.
Hi, Zora.
What do you want?
I need a tarot deck.
Ah, you want me to read your cards?
No, thank you. I could do the reading myself.
You mean you wish to use my sacred bonded cards?
No, not at all. I'm more looking for a deck that I might purchase.
Oh, would you like to buy this deck? Which was the exact deck she was just indicating were sacred and bonded to her. But since they're so special to me, I'll have to part with them for a little more than I normally would. Say, $2?
No, I think I'll take the 50-cent deck. Major and minor arcana, please.
My decks are all valued at least $1.50.
These were
written by ancient scribes from the Middle Eastern territories.
They were printed about 3 streets down.
Oh.
Maybe a week ago.
Hmm. Fair enough. $1.
75 cents.
85 cents.
80.
80, and you put in a good word with me for me with Malia.
Oh, certainly.
Easy.
All right.
So as soon as I hand her the 80 cents, as we're walking out with the cards.
No.
No.
Your hands brush.
Ugh.
And you're taken to another place.
What?
Or another time, more appropriately.
Oh.
Just outside the store, the city is burning.
Oh.
Zora's body is cold and lifeless on the floor, and something is making a delicious snack of it. It's an abomination that you can't describe with just words. Looking at it tears at the very fabric of your sanity. And you thought you've seen things. Looking out at the city, winged nightmares fly across the skyscape. And creatures hunt all through the streets, chasing down people and devouring them.
Well, that's probably the one good thing Zora did.
Just as suddenly as it came, it's gone, and your contact is broken.
Oof.
I yanked you away.
Thanks.
You look like you went somewhere.
And when I sort of come back to the present,
does Zora look at all bothered?
Nope, not at all.
Nothing changed. All right.
She hands you the deck of tarot cards.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much. And as, even though she's still kind of shaken, just because she does not like Zora, as we're leaving, she turns around over her shoulder and says, Malia's dead.
What?
Suck it.
Gertie's got some claws.
Mm-hmm. You have no idea.
Ring-a-ding-ding. So you guys leave and head back to the apartment. Or that's what I'm assuming.
Triage?
Safe house.
Yeah, safe situation.
Are you going to do a reading now?
That was the plan.
Good. I'm very supportive of this.
Okay.
Excellent.
So you set up a space around the coffee table or something, light a couple of candles, and it's all mystic-y, voodoo-y stuff. And then,
by the way, I don't have to do this. This is just for fun. Yeah.
I was gonna say.
And then, as you flip the first card. Right? Who are you? You're just reading in general for the group.
Okay.
And you flip the first card. It is a man with a sword standing there in front of a army of people.
Oh.
You identify this as the warrior. And then you flip your next card. And I'm not going to go through all of them, but you're flipping the cards and they come up with the same series of creatures, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the one you flip that shows the scholar and the rogue,
mm-hmm.
you recognize is the scholar.
Yeah. Okay.
So either Malia was mistaken or she got it wrong on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Then you flip a card that shows a winding path in a forest.
Mm.
You know this means a journey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You flip the two of clubs.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the two of cups.
Okay, I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, so do a club. Randomly, there's a...
Yeah.
You're
like,
playing
this is like a shit tarot deck.
It's like a blue-eyes white dragon, yeah. and then a car.
No wonder it's fucking 8
and
cents.
Another, and a Joker. Yahtzee. Yeah.
No, you,
hold
I'm
on,
sorry, you
flip. Reverse. Oh, I'm over here.
The two of cups.
Okay.
Okay. Which means a split in the path, a decision.
Mm.
Or a coming together. Mm. The problem is... As though you're looking at the card, it seems to be changing. So, depending on what direction it's pointing, can tell you a lot about what it is, but...
What Harry Potter bullshit is this?
Yeah, the card changes to be facing toward what would be towards you,
mm-hmm.
and then away from you.
Oh, that's odd.
You're just going to leave it there?
I'm going to pull a clarification card.
All right. Audience, you should know, I don't know what that means.
Literally, as pulling another card,
oh, okay.
asking for clarification on that last card.
All right. You pull another card, and it is a large blackbird.
The cards don't lie.
Why you gotta be black, though?
So, this blackbird, or raven, mm-hmm. or crow, mm-hmm. okay?
Quoted of some flavor.
Yeah. You know that it means many things in its own context.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it is the end of a journey.
Oh.
So what you're getting is that this journey that has to happen will end. You want to pull one more card?
Sure.
And you pull death.
I dislike that immensely.
Is that vague enough for you? You and other people will go on a journey, and it could end in death, or it could not.
Sounds
there could be a splitting of ways or coming together.
So it's just like life in general.
Yeah.
Life. We got nothing new of this.
Hurry, babe, get your Geiger counter out.
I know, right? My bullshitium is.
All right. So you bundle up the cards?
Sure.
Okay. As you're picking up the cards, there's no breeze in the room,
mm-hmm.
but the candles start to flicker violently, and the warrior card, which was last on the table, mm-hmm. levitates and flips around the room, and then drops.
Okay.
In front of who?
Standing on its edge.
Oh.
In front of you.
Oh, boy.
Can I roll to see if I know what any of this means?
That would be weird.
Okay.
It's like the one thing I studied in college for that one semester.
Hey, it's even on here. I am very... Floating I believe cardiology. Strongly in fate, and I'm superstitious. So,
cool.
You know. If we're going to find things out, let's do it. What am I rolling under?
I would say a cult.
Ha!
You got it?
I got an 8. Oh. Ah, not good enough!
Damn.
You can burn luck points.
You can use luck points.
Ooh. Yeah, I'll spend some luck points.
All right. So you burn 3 luck points. You recognize that you've heard a story about something like this before.
Stories.
During a tarot reading of one of your college friends, she was asking about something silly like boyfriends or whatever, right? And the card that indicated one of the men, the possible suitors, flipped up on its edge. And you know that she sought that guy out, and they've been married happily ever since. Because the fortune teller, legitimate or not, told her that this is very important, that you must seek out this person.
Okay. So does that mean she's going to marry somebody? You're going to marry the warrior? Or just we need to find the warrior?
No, you know that you need to find the warrior.
Gertie, don't run from your future. The very strong belief. Die. In
the
fate.
Card is erect, follow.
Okay, you need to find this person and marry him. That's what my friend did. It's what I know has to happen.
I have no intention of entering into any sort of marital contract, blissful or otherwise.
Well, she's telling the person you can't outrun fate, honey, so let's just find him and we'll see.
Card. Yeah.
I know a couple herbal remedies for that.
Oh.
I'll work on it.
So you pick up the card and put it with the deck?
Yep, I'm going to slide it right in the middle of the deck.
So when you touch the card, you get very strong visions. Not enough to pull you into them like the previous one, okay. But very strong memories flashing across your mind.
Uh-oh.
All right. First one is at the dinner party. Mm-hmm. The older Japanese guy, mm-hmm. right? The one that a lot of people erroneously called the Chinaman. The one who sat down, Harimoto Yasagi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you see him talking. He's sitting in their table talking with Duke and all you guys, right? Mm-hmm. And then
the one with the really awesome accent.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So you see flashes from his life, actually his young life growing up, and then you see where he might be now. Okay. He's actually still here in the city.
Oh, good. I mean, it's only been a couple nights?
Yeah, it's been a few days.
Is she telling me any of this? I'm just curious.
Well, I'm still in the midst of it. I'll tell you at the end.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. And what is the indication there that at the end? Like, where he?
Of where he is?
I mean, aside from just in the city, is there anything more specific that I see?
Oh, that sounds like the crux of our next adventure.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
So I shake her again and pull her out of her vision.
That's where we'll start the next episode.
Oh.
She's being shook back into consciousness.
Get a hold of
you
want to
shake her now?
No. Yeah.
Yes, I want to shake her now.
Go ahead.
Tell me what happened. What'd you see?
All the shit that he just said.
That's right. We're going to go find your husband.
No!
Like how she's stuck on the husband thing.
Oh my
That's...
God! I am 100% going to believe this guy is going to be your husband.
An old Chinese man? Just,
I believe in fate, and that's what the card shows.
Japanese, my bad. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I swear I didn't do that.
Wow.
Boy, what are you going to do next? You going to call him the Oriental?
Yeah, right?
This episode is brought to you by racism. Find it at your store. Don't worry, it's all Spanish.
I would say I'm not racist, but that just sounds like something someone who's racist would say.
God, definitely says the young white man.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you got a black friend. Instagram pictures.
I play D&D with a black man, a Mexican man, and a half Japanese woman.
That's right. I can't be.
All right. Well, on that note,
join us next time as we discover exactly what this warrior character has to do with our intrepid adventures.
It's Gertie's husband.